Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Reish Yud Ches. We are up to Sif Zayin, the top line on page 268. The Mechaber says in Sif Zayin, Al Neishal Odom Misuyim, on a miracle that happened to a famous person, Ki Yoav ben Tsruya v'chaverav, someone like Yoav ben Tsruya, who was a general in David HaMelech's army, and so too on a miracle of a person that he was niskade shem shemayim, kegon Daniel v'chaveirov, like Daniel and his friends, mevarich, you make a bracha. Lefikach, therefore, says the mechaber, haroe gova rayo shel Daniel, one who sees the lion's den that Daniel was in, v'kivshon ha'esha chananya mishol v'azarya, one who sees the furnace that Chananya, Mishael, v'Azarya were placed in, mevarich sha'osa neis latzadikim b'mokom hazeh. You make the bracha of sha'osa neis latzadikim b'mokom hazeh. So the Mechaber here discusses two points. Number one is on a nace that happened to a famous person. That's category one, like Yoav ben Tsruya and his friends. And so too, on a nace of a person that created a Kiddush Shem Shamayim, like Daniel and Chananya, Mishael, v'Azarya. On those two categories, you make a bracha. But the Mechaber just brings on the bracha on the last category, Sha'asa nace l'tzadikim b'mokom hazeh. So says the Mishabur in Siv Kodon Chav Gimel, Ki Yoav ben Tsruya, he was famous. He was publicized throughout all of Klal Yisrael as the Rosh and the Shilton, as a general of David HaMelech's army. Which we will do shortly. First, if Kadon Chav Dalid, Shenisgadesh Bo, this is the second category, a Nes, in which Shem Shemaim was Nisgadesh. Ratzalomer Ayideh HaNes. So a miracle happened to someone, and through the miracle, it created a Kiddush Shem Shemayim. Lefika choshuv neize yoser. Therefore, this neis is considered very important. V'tzarech kol echad levarich alav, and every person must make a bracha on it. Ukid mesayim, like we end off when we say lefika v'chuli v'ayin biralacha. Says the last mishavura on this sif, Siv Kadon Chav Hei, Sha'asa neis l'tzadikim. So like we pointed out, category two, the bracha is Sha'asa neis l'tzadikim b'mokom hazeh. Uba'odam misuyim, but in category one, when it's tam a neis of a famous person, mevarech baruch sha'asa neis l'ploni b'mokom hazeh, uparet shmo. So you say, Sha'asa neis l'ploni in this place, and you say his name. So we have two separate brachas for the two categories, one of a famous person, and one that a miracle happened, that through the miracle there was a Kiddush Shem Shemayim. Now we're going to read a little bit of the Bir Halacha over here, the Ramaskal, Al Neishal Adam Besuyim. Ayin B'magin Avram, Shegim Gim B'din Zeh. Magin Avram takes issue with this Halacha for nowadays. Shubaya Dolo Ifshita B'Yushalmi. It's a question that is asked and not answered in the Yushalmi. So if you skip three lines, he writes, Aval mikol makom tzadku divrei ha-Magen Avraham. Zot l'chavetz chayim, to Magen Avraham makes a lot of sense. De'efshir de'ba'ina dafku dumya de'yoav. It could be that you specifically need someone that's mamish like Yoav ben Tsruya, she'yotza tivo b'chol ha'olam, that everybody in the entire world knew him, he was mamish famous. Ube'emes mashma gam kein hochi be'pashas divrei ha-Yushalmi gufa. It's mashma that way from the Yushalmi itself. Midinokor Odom Misuyim Kigon Yoav. The Yushalmi says a famous person like Yoav. The Odom Sheniskadesh Bo Shem Shemaim Kigon Daniel V'Chaveirov. The fact that the categories are split and Daniel is placed in category two, that a miracle happened that was Niskadesh Shem Shemaim, and he's not mentioned in category one of a nace of a famous person. Mashmo de Daniel V'Chaveirov Gufayu Ein Mevarchen Aleim Elam Mitam Sheniskadesh Shem Shemaim Al Yedei Hanei She'ir Lahem. It's clearly mashiv from the Yushalmi that you only make a bracha on Daniel's miracle because it was a Kiddush Shem Shemayim, but not because Daniel was a famous person like category one. Aval ilo hayon niskadei Shem Shemayim al yodom, but if there wasn't a Kiddush Shem Shemayim through them, dahainu she'eru lahem eza sakona v'nitzel b'derech neis, they some were in danger and they were saved, a regular miracle. Lo hayom mevarechin kol Yisrael aleihem. The mashmalos of the Mechaber, the Yushalmi, is that not everyone would make a bracha on them. Alma, Digam anoshim kamo ela lo mikri misuyim. You see, Daniel, the great Daniel, Chananya, Mishael, v'Azarya, they're not called famous lagabe this din. V'chein mashma diuk zeb mechaber gufa. The same diuk we're making in the Yerushalmi applies in the Mechaber as well, again, because you have category one, famous people. You give one example of Yoav ben Tzruya, and then you say a kinah shein shvayim that came out through the nace, and then you mention Daniel. Why isn't Daniel considered famous? So obviously, his name was not known throughout the whole world. Shekosov, because the Mechaber also writes, Lefiga haroa v'chuli, demashma di'ilohaya niskadeh shein shvayim ayidei nei she'eiro lohem lohayu tzrichim levarach aleihem. Alpha gav dohoyim mufursomim lanoshim chashuvim biYisrael vegam sarisim heicham el bavil. Even though they were Daniel, Mishael, Hanavi, Azariah, they were famous people and they were known as sarisim in the palace of the king of Bavil. El al korcho the kol shlo yotza tivo b'chol Yisrael. Anyone who was not famous throughout the entire Klal Yisrael, kimo Yoav. Shenemar bo vayhi David osem mishpar utzaka v'yoav al hatzava, and Yoav was on the army. If someone is not that famous that every single person in Klal Yisrael knows him, ain mevarchin olav. There's no bracha. V'imkein sotku divrei ha-Magen Avraham shekosav ain lanu ato kiyotze baze. Therefore, the Magen Avraham is right. The Magen Avraham says nowadays this bracha category one does not apply. Category 1 only applies to people that are mamish famous throughout all of Klal Yisrael, like Yoav ben Tzruya. It does not apply to other famous people, but not to the same darga, like Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, v'Azariah. They're not as famous, and therefore the bracha wouldn't apply. And therefore, the Biralocha comes out like the Magen Avraham, that a mamish has to be that the person is mefursim b'chol Yisrael in order to warrant bracha number 1. Bracha number 2 is just a bracha on a nes that brought about a kiddush shem shemayim, and that would be able to be made on people that are less famous. Says the Mechaber Vayta Sivches, Haroa Ishto Shel Lot, one who sees the wife of Lot. We know she turned back when stone was being destroyed, she turned to a pillar of salt. So one who sees the wife of Lot as a pillar of salt, Mevarach Shtayim, he makes 2 brachos. Aleha Omer, on her, he makes the bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, Dayan HaEmes. V'alot Omer, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, Zocher HaTzadikim. So if you see Lot's wife as a pillar of salt, you make a bracha on Lot's wife of Dayan HaEmes. And when you see Lot's wife as a pillar of salt, you also make a bracha on Lot of Zocher HaTzadikim. So let's see the Mishabura, and we'll get clarity over here. Sivkot Nechavav. Ishto Shalot Kishihi Nitziv Melach. We're talking about seeing Lot's wife as a pillar of salt. Look in the Sharatzion Chavbez. Velo Yadana, says the Chavetz Chaim, I don't understand. Lefi Mashiv Mavur Lakamon Bereish Chavhei Sivtes. The Birchas Dayin Ha'emes Udafluk Shishem Mitzar Al-Inyan. The Brach of Dayin Ha'emes is only when you're Bitzar over the Inyan that happened. Ayin Shom. Therefore, we don't make the bracha of Dayan HaEmes on Goyim. V'hi b'vaday einena Yisraelis. So Eish HaSlot was for sure not a Yisraelis. So why on earth, Fred the Chavetz Chaim, are we making a bracha of Dayan HaEmes on the wife of Lot? V'ulai, d'mitzarinon al shalohoil z'chus shel Avram la'atzila. Maybe the reason is that we're bitzar, not so much for her, but as we're going to see in a moment, and as we know, Lot was saved as from the zchus of Avram Avinu. So the tzar is that Avram Avinu's zchus was not great enough to save Lot's wife as well. Shezem mora al tokev adin. So that's why we say Dayan HaEmes, the fact that she was not saved through the zchus of Avram Avinu like Lot was saved, shows us how strong the power of the din was at that time, and therefore it's appropriate to make on her Dayan HaEmes, even though normally on a guy you would not make a bracha of Dayan HaEmes. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayta Sif Kodon Chav Zayim Mevarach Shtayim, V'af al pi she'ein roe kivro shalot. We're discussing over here that all you see is the pillar of salt of Lot's wife. You don't see the kever of Lot at all. When you see her, niskar gamines baila. You remember also the miracle that happened to Lot. Umashekasav the alot, and that which the Mechaber says on Lot, rotzaloma bishvil Lot. So it's not when you see the kever of Lot, it's when you see the pillar of salt of Lot's wife. You make the bracha of Dayan HaEmes on Lot's wife, and that's when you make the bracha of Zocher HaTzadikim because of the nes that happened to Lot b'zchus Avram. Now the Mishnah Berurah explains beautifully in Sivkot and Chavches why the bracha of Zocher HaTzadikim, Shezocher HaKadosh Baruch Hu es Avram, Hashem remembered Avram Avinu, Kidiksi, like the pasuk says, Mefurish, Vayiskar Elokim es Avraham, and Hashem remembered Avraham, Vayishalach es Lot mitoch afecha, and he sent out Lot from the destruction. So because it was the schus of Avraham that Hashem remembered, that's why he saved Lot. Umashma luchora dal kivro shalot eino mevarach klal. The clear mashmos of the mechaber over here is that if you would pass by the kever alot, you would not make any bracha. Desham eino minkar zechiras hatzadikim, because there you don't have a remembrance of the zechiras of the tzadikim. You don't mention it. Rakisha roe ishto shenasin itzemelach. Only when you see Lot's wife that she turned to a pillar of salt, Visham ba'oso makom uba'oso shah, in that same place at that same time, bevadai hayakoach tokef adin. That's where the din was very, very strong. The afal pikein zochar Hashem yizbarach asavrom. And even though the din was so strong, Hashem still remembered Avram Avinu, v'hitzul ba'avuro l'lot, and he saved because of Avram Lot, v'shayach l'varach al zeh, therefore it's time to make the bracha. So says the Mishnah Berurah, the bracha of Zochar HaTzadikim is that Hashem remembered Avraham and his zechus to save Lot. And that bracha is not made when you see the kever of Lot, because you don't recognize it there. Where you recognize it is when you see the Midas Adin that went on Lot's wife. You see the Midas Adin was very strong, and still Lot was saved. Therefore, that's the appropriate time to make the bracha of Zochar HaTzadikim. That's the place where it's nikker, the miracle that Hashem did, b'schus Avraham for Lot. Now, one interesting note over here is note number 13. It's very similar to what the Mishnah Berurah says, but it's brought out in a little bit of a different way. The reason why you're making a bracha on the miracle of Lot being saved when he ran away from stone, as we'll see tomorrow in the coming simon, that we normally make a bracha when something spectacular happens, when you're running away from a tragedy, and or your car missed an accident. So over here, he's l'chora eino yotzei min hagolam. It's natural. Something's being destroyed, and you run away, and you save yourself. It's not like an open miracle of such. So bir ha'imik she'ela. So then the Tziv explains, she'ishto shelot, she'es akva me'at, the wife of Lot, who delayed a little bit, v'nevcho l'netziv melech, she turned to a pillar of salt, that's a proof that the destruction of Sodom already started. And while Sodom was officially being destroyed, and Lot's wife was turned to a pillar of salt, at that time Lot was still running. He was still within the realm of the area of Sodom. That's a neis nigla. That's a revealed miracle that the destruction of Sodom did not rule over him. The fact that she turned into a pillar of salt, that gufa shows that the Midas Adin, like the Mishnah Berurah said, the Midas Adin was there in that place that was part of the Haficha of stone, and still Lot was saved. Therefore, it's not considered just a natural miracle that he ran away, but it's actually a neis nigla, and therefore it warrants the bracha besides Ayin HaEmes on the wife of Lot, but also Zochar HaTzadikim on the saving of Lot, B'Shus Avram. We'll stop here and continue with Siftes and Mitzvah Hashem tomorrow.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.